Listen to the expressions of a true poet's innermost feelings of tender affection, nostalgic longing, limitless compassion for all. Supreme Master Cheng Kai's newest poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, glorifies this richest of sentiments while showing that love is our shared essence and the highest universal principle to follow for our planet's elevation.
Celebrate the Love of Centuries world premiere on April 10th, 2011 in California, USA. The Supreme Master Cheng Kai International Association and Supreme Master Television presented a concert titled The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, bringing together world-class composers and performers, dignitaries and the public.
Enchanting songs by gifted and eminent composers such as Oscar and five-time Emmy winning Mr. Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Mr. Al Kasher, Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe, and multi-platinum singer and songwriter Ms. Donna Lewis were debuted at this artistic extravaganza. Acclaimed vocalists gracing the stage included Tony Award winner Ms. Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Ms. Denise Donatelli, sopranos Ms. Georgia Fermanti, Ms. Kerry Walsh, and Ms. Myra Grayland. Emmy nominee Mr. Doug Katsaros, Ms. Elisa Merry, Ms. Mok Ha, and more.
A further source of delight was the vibrant Agape International Choir, led by Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, along with colorful dance groups of diverse styles. In addition, distinguished speakers, including Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Mr. Lionel Friedberg, an Indian Parliament member, Ms. Maneka Gandhi, offered their reflections on the evening's theme and Supreme Master Cheng Kai's The Love of Centuries.
As the highlight of the grand multicultural event, the poet and guest of honor, Supreme Master Cheng Kai, graciously shared via live video conference her spiritual insights on poetry and love.
Love is vital. And love poetry is vital because it will bring us closer together as a planetary community, as siblings of the same family. Love, 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 love is really all that we need to have on this planet in order to have peace, to bring heaven onto our earth.
We now invite you to enjoy part three of the seven-part series rebroadcast of the live concert celebration of Supreme Master Cheng Kai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries. Love is eternal.
Ladies and gentlemen, next we'll have some heartwarming messages from around the world. Many of our guests were unable to join us for today's book launch celebrating as they hail from far corners of the world.
We are happy to share with you a video compilation of some of the messages our friends have sent to congratulate Supreme Master Cheng Kai on the new book release, The Love of Centuries. Because of limited time, we've only selected a few for today's event. So let us watch them now.
Greetings, Supreme Master Cheng Kai. Congratulations on your new poetry book, The Love of the Centuries. I wish you the best of luck with your new book.
It is with profound joy that I read of your latest book of poetry, The Love of Centuries.
首先恭贺青海无上师这本旷世情人大作的发表，它可以启迪我们心灵的开拓，希望这次新书的发表会啊顺利成功。
咁好多谢咧，系啊，青海无上师咧呢本嘅《旷世情人》呢本咁好嘅书吓，系啦，咁咧就系啊，祝贺青海无上师啦呢个新书发布会吓，《旷世情人》呢本新书吓，一齐成功吓，吃素环保，内疚地球。
안녕하십니까저는대한민국국회의원한기호입니다미국캘리포니아세리토스에서열리는 The Love of Centuries 콘서트개최를축하드립니다인류와동물에대한가득한사랑이시와음악을통해지구전가족들의마음속에사랑과평화의메시지가전해지길진심으로기원합니다
인운묵힌하이르힘의흰사이한놈이딜힌운측울음부르트가бүх хүмүүс ямар ч шашин шүтлэг хэл соёлтой байлгаагүй олж уншаасаа хэмээн би үснэ. Энэ номыг хэрвээ хүн бүхэн ширээнийхээ ном болгож уншиж байвал үүний утга агуулгыг нь ойлгож явбал энэ дэлхийн ертөнцийн деважин болно.
Eu queria cumprimentar mais uma vez a suprema mestra Xinghai. Desta vez pela autoria do seu livro de poemas. Eu gostaria de estar presente, infelizmente não posso, mas fica aqui o meu carinho, o meu amor, o meu respeito e minha admiração. Que todos sigam a sua orientação. Parabéns mais uma vez.
Eu gostaria de parabenizar a Suprema Mestra Xinghai por esse livro. Eu desejo todo o sucesso com esse material e que ele possa trazer mais conforto, mais sensibilidade para todas as pessoas que estão em contato com ele. Meus parabéns e um forte abraço.
Olá, saludo desde Cancún, Quintana Roo, México. Quiero enviar un cordial saludo a todos ustedes que se encuentran en esta gran convención, en esta reunión en el Cerrito, California. Para todos ustedes, lo mejor de México.Nuestra calidez, nuestra cortesía, nuestro cariño. Y de manera especial una felicitación a la Maestra Suprema Xinghai. Una sincera felicitación también para usted, Maestra Suprema, por este gran libro que deja de legado a la humanidad. Un libro de poemas. La escritura nace del alma, la poesía del corazón.En este libro, El amor de los siglos, deja plasmado su corazón lleno de amor para todos los habitantes de la tierra.
Un cariñoso saludo desde Cancún, Quintana Roo, para la Suprema Maestra Xinghai, que sabemos que todo lo hace con ese gran amor. Le enviamos de todo corazón un abrazo para todos ustedes y especialmente para usted, Maestra Xinghai.
Greetings from Chicago. I am Commissioner Frank Avila of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. Congratulations, Supreme Master Xinghai, on the release of your new poem book, The Love of Centuries. I wish you a successful and fruitful book launch in Cerrito, California. God bless you, and may peace be with you always.
Hi, my name is Christine Vardaris. I'm a professional cyclist living here in Belgium, and I just read a few poems from Supreme Master Qinghai's book, The Love of Centuries, and I was absolutely blown away. My favorite is Please Wake Up. What I loved most about these poems is that they're written from a place of passion and a place of love, love for absolutely everything.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai,It's a great pleasure to talk to you again. And I would like to congratulate you very, very much with your beautiful new book, Love of the Centuries, with the most touching poems.
Вы знаете, дорогие друзья, мне сейчас очень сильно повезло, потому что я в руках держу потрясающую книгу Supreme Master Ченхай, которая называется «The Love of Centuries». Вы знаете, и вот, наверное, в завершение своего интервью и своих слов я хотела бы исполнить песню. У нас на Руси очень был распространен такой жанр, как духовный стих. И вот если вы позволите, я спою вам маленький-маленький куплет. Подарила Боженька, мне тебя дороженька, хожу по свету я, ни на что не сетуя.
As we have just taken a little journey around the world with the video congratulatory messages from our kind-hearted friends, ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with the international flavor, our next performance is going to be in French.
Oh, wonderful. I get to practice my French. C'est mon jour de chance.
You speak French? I didn't know that.
Only for today.
I'm sure I will learn a few French words today from the next song. Our next performers, Marie-Josée Rose-Levois and Sylvain Lemay, a vegan, will partner tonight to perform To Prince, a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, adapted to music by Mr. Lemay.
A multidisciplinary artist in the performing arts, Mr. Lemay is a guitarist, pianist, harmonica player, and a singer-songwriter. He is also an author, actor, and director in theatre.
Marie-Josée Rose-Levois, a talented Canadian ballet dancer and singer, is currently working on the release of her new album, Banshee, where the mythical world, theatre, and poetry come together.
Ms. Levois will be the lead vocalist, accompanied by Mr. Lemay on a guitar and as backup vocalist. Let's warmly welcome Marie-Josée Rose-Levois and Sylvain Lemay, who will perform To Prince, an original composition based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem.
Peut-être as-tu plus de charme avec l'âge.
Une étincelle de sagesse qui pétille dans tes yeux.
Oh, le prince.
La dignité orne ton visage.
Tes paroles coulent avec sincérité, tant de chaleur.
Émerveillée et fière,
j'observe de loin. Avec adoration et amour.
Déjà tu peux assumer la charge de la nation.
Oh, le prince.
Et ta beauté suffirait à faire fondre tous les cœurs.
Surtout le mien. Je suis plus sereine en te voyant accomplir ta mission.
Hey. Hey. Mais derrière ce sourire des plus radieux, aurais-je perçu un voile?
Un voile de solitude.
Combien je donnerais tout pour te réconforter un temps.
Oh, le prince. Tenir ta main, marcher à tes côtés. dans ce monde éphémère n'a plus grand chose à offrir. Je voudrais te faire entrevoir des scènes des Shangri-La de l'Éden longtemps oubliées. Simplement t'offrir un massage, une sérénade pour ton âme. Jouer les mélodies de pire reculées que tu n'as pas encore visitées. Te conter les miracles que j'ai vécu sur mon chemin. Ou simplement placer ta tête fatiguée sur l'oreiller des nuages pour te mener sur l'avenue du pur amour. Te baigner dans des pétales de roses parfumées, chaleureuses chandelles, tendre mélodie. Te lire quelques enseignements d'autrefois pleins de sagesse et de merveille. Te plonger dans les rêves plus doux que les lotus d'Orient.
Plus frais que la pluie d'été.
Oh, Paris, l'été sous la pluie. Où nous pouvons nous dissimuler derrière les masques. Nous glisser incognito au cinéma.
Popcorn, cola.
Rire. Grimacer avec l'action. Critiquer certains petits rôles.
Puis nous allons au restaurant chinois. Tu exhibes ton doigté aux baguettes. Où nous restons assis mais enlacés. Où marchons en rigolant le soir au parc. Où allons manger des pizzas tout juste sorties du four à bois.
En parlant de choses qui ne concernent
que nous.
Et la solitude peut être parfois bien trop déplaisante. Oui, nous avons vécu cela avant, en vain tous deux du souvenir.
Oh, le prince.
Avant que le dernier rideau froidement ne se tire.
Oh, le prince. Avant que la vie ne rédige un nouveau scénario. Quand nous étions pour l'éternité plongés dans le regard l'eau de l'eau. Quand notre amour était la vie.
Maintenant ce monde n'est jamais assez bien
pour aucun de nous. Oh, le prince.
Mais heureuse tout de même que tu sois redescendu.
Oh, le prince.
Car c'est notre dernière rencontre dans ce royaume physique, ne fût-ce que quelques aperçus.
Dans le continuum de l'existence, nous nous sommes dit bonjour.
Nous nous disons au revoir. Oh, à combien de reprises.
C'est une telle souffrance,
tel plaisir,
voir l'amant de plusieurs vies,
si proche et pourtant si loin.
Cela rend le cœur
fébrile, comme de languir des yeux d'antan. Le prince.
That was wonderful. Merci. Thank you for that beautiful performance.
So you've learned a few words in French.
Merci.
Je vous j'en prie. Our next performance by Asian Arts Talents Foundation, a non-profit organization that supports Asian arts, education, and culture. dancers of the foundation will be performing a very colorful dance called Dreaming of Dan Huang.
Dreaming of Dan Huang portrays the fairies illustrated on wall paintings. Some of the fairies carry either musical instruments or lotus flowers in their hands, while other fairies wear splendidly colored ribbons. The graceful and elegant movements of their dance entice the audience to enter the heavenly realm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dreaming of Dan Huang by the Asian Arts Talents Foundation.
Wow. If I could move so gracefully like that.
It was beautiful, so ethereal and delicate.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next performance will be in Spanish.
Spanish? Muy bien.
Oh, so you speak Spanish too.
See? Just for today's celebration, we have a vast array of international musicians and performances, and I'm inspired.
Oh, that's why. So, another original composition by the prolific vegan composer Robin Chang, Song for the Sun, has been adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem and will be sung by the charming Alyssa Marie.
Alyssa Marie, a vegetarian and a gifted bilingual artist, pop singer, songwriter who has nominated at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards for the first annual Pepsi Rock Band Music Video Contest. Let's give her a warm round of applause.
Hace brotar el rocío de la mañana, ilumina el mundo, calienta la tierra. Me siento tan bendecida de tenerte aquí. Gracias por serme un amigo. Este reino físico, dando calidez y nutrición, felicidad y placer, eres el consuelo de incontables seres, a nadie se le niega tu amor, amor y bendición. Tu cielo, cómo me impresiona sentir tu poder. El verte a ti hace brotar el rocío de la mañana, ilumina el mundo, calienta la tierra. Me siento tan bendecida de tenerte aquí, gracias por ser un amigo. En momentos de lágrimas, no sé cómo decirte, oh gracias. Palabras están vacías ante tu grandeza. Palabras están vacías ante tu gloria. Dios debe de haber sabido que te necesito tanto. No puedo imaginar este mundo sin ti. Joya, joya, joya gloriosa en el vasto, vasto cielo. Como me impresiona tu poder. Los antiguos pueblos
Gracias. Thank you, Miss Alyssa Marie, for that rich and warm performance.
Our next guest speaker is Mr. Lee Kien-truk. Mr. Lee Kien-truk is an Alakese or Vietnamese publisher and editor-in-chief of the esteemed Văn Hóa magazine, which is based in Southern California, USA. Now, he has written hundreds of articles ranging from essays to interviews, which are accompanied by outstanding photographs taken by the journalists himself. Mr. Lee Kien-truk is the recipient of multiple awards and accolades from officials for his public services and cultural contributions.
Let's welcome Mr. Lee Kien-truk with a warm applause.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am honored to be here this special evening. I would like to speak in Vietnamese for the rest of my speech because there are Vietnamese people in the audience. The masterpiece was also by a Vietnamese poet, and even though the author is an ocean away, I can feel that Supreme Master Ching Hai is sitting right here among us. Kính thưa tất cả quý vị, kính thưa Supreme Master Ching Hai, chữ tình trong tập thơ Người Tình Thiên Cổ là tình gian díu từ trong lòng mẹ, mẹ vũ trụ. Thai nhi, con người vừa mới lọt lòng mẹ òa khóc, òa vì sung sướng hay vì khổ đau, cả sung sướng lẫn khổ đau. Nhưng khi giọt sữa đầu tiên của mẹ vắt ra âu yếm, thì tiếng khóc ru ngay vào giấc ngủ ngoan. Nếu Người Tình Thiên Cổ là giọt sữa của nhân gian, là giọt nước cam lồ tưới xuống trần gian, thì ai cũng nhận được chứ, ai cũng uống được chứ. Cuộc đời nuôi sống chúng ta lớn lên, già cỗi và chia tay ở những ngày bình an, mong thành. Nhưng thưa quý vị, thế giới vẫn còn có những ngày triền miên không bình an. Địa cầu chiến tranh hủy diệt, địa cầu đang hâm nóng dần, đang động đất, đang sóng thần, đang gieo thảm họa cho nhân loại. Nhà thơ nặng trĩu tâm hồn khi nhân gian còn đầy dẫy nghèo khó, chiến tranh, chia ly, mất mát, bôn ba khắp muôn trùng vũ trụ, mong một ngày hội ngộ cố nhân xưa. Đó là vần thơ của nhà thơ Thanh Hải trong bài Người Tình Thiên Cổ. Cho đến khi màu nhiệm soi thấu tâm hồn thi sĩ hân hoan với người đây rồi, hồn ta ngập trăng sao, tim e ấp giờ tưng bừng hoa nở, càn khôn ơi, người ta yêu muôn thuở đã về đây. Người Tình Thiên Cổ chính là một con người bình thường, giao cảm với đấng tọa tạo hóa, đấng tối cao, đã tin vào nhân quả, tin vào sự lành. Người Tình Thiên Cổ thân tâm thường vô ngã, tuyệt trần trước Thượng Đế. Trân trọng cảm ơn tất cả quý vị đã lắng nghe. Xin cảm ơn.
Thank you, Mr. Lee Kien-truk, for that insightful presentation.
Cảm ơn ông Lee Kien-truk.
The heart and soul of Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries speaks powerfully about divine love, which expresses itself in the carefree spirit of youth, in the love of home and homeland, through love for all beings, in the heart of that special someone, with the love that transcends space and time. How splendidly she describes love. It resides above all human emotions, knows no boundaries, and is faithful.
Such is the nature of love that transcends space and time, the love that sustains us through many human lifetimes, a love eternal. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to introduce our next performer, Kerry Walsh. Kerry Walsh, a vegetarian, is an international soprano who was trained at the Juilliard School in New York.
Her voice has been praised by the Los Angeles Times as meltingly beautiful. She excels in lyric soprano and dramatic coloratura roles.
In opera, Kerry Walsh has been acclaimed for the leading roles in works such as La Bohème, The Barber of Seville, La Traviata, and numerous others.
Ms. Walsh is known for her incredible range of musical styles. Her repertoire spans from early to modern, encompassing opera, chamber music, and theater, to jazz, pop, world music, and more.
Ms. Walsh has charmed audiences in musical theater as Lady Thiang in The King and I, the French Princess in The Unsinkable Molly Brown, admired for her mesmerizing beauty both on stage and on screen. She is also an actress in theater, television, and film.
In addition, her voice and flute performances has graced the soundtracks of popular films, including The Matrix Trilogy. She has sung in over 25 languages, including Japanese, Ethiopian, Balinese, and Arabic. Today, Ms. Walsh will perform The Ideal Beloved and I Am, which she has adapted into music based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem of the same title.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kerry Walsh with a very, very warm round of applause.
Fragrance permeates the yard all night long in the firmament, sparkling stars. Oh, joy when life's resplendent and friendly people are far and near. I see the positive life of passion leaves and friendly people adorned, smiling lips. Then you arrive, bringing springtime your eyes, rooms of summer linger on your hair, you're so fine. Graceful steps softly return with autumn, velvet hands rub the winter sun. You are here, too glad at life, enchanting smile brightens the moon evermore. Under delicate feet, a gentle stream, and the dumplings come to lie with miracles. Some dreams with hearts of a bite, a jubilant melody on the day of union night. You exist for serenity eternal when invisible rivers and mountains join in that delightful chorus. Loving this is never waters luminous, rosy lips are glowing, you force weary life. All the beloved of summer rain and fertile sun. As golden light with mountain size and azure sky, you've come to elevate this world of dreams, entire worlds magnificent in the sound of benevolence. My heart kneels before your elegant footsteps, treading blithely into the realm of everlasting love. You've come here to mourn the season of frigid snow, time of bee perfume and lush and rivers expanses. My heart rejoices and all of humanity is rejuvenated.
raise and welcome the ideal beloved. To raise and welcome the ideal beloved. To raise and welcome the ideal. The ideal.
Thank you so very much. It's such a privilege to see all these smiling faces out here, and such an honor to be here today. Every time I have the privilege of performing Supreme Master's poems, I feel very, very humble. This song is a celebration of all the blessings. Supreme Master tells us that we are blessed by so many things in the world, the animals and the plants and so many things around us. And this is a reminder that we should celebrate and rejoice every single moment of every single day. And a reminder that, of course, art is for our enjoyment and our pleasure, but it's also to teach us. And everyone here today has the privilege of learning the lessons and the wisdom of Supreme Master through her art, as these performers perform her works. And please open your hearts and listen to the very profound messages that are embedded on so many layers in every poem, and listen with your hearts and minds, and go out and communicate to your friends and everyone you know all of this wisdom. The next song is a plea, I feel, to everyone to look inside ourselves and see how we're all alike. All of humanity is joined, and we have many complex sides within each of us. So let us open our eyes and embrace all of humanity as one.
Thank you.
mountains and the falls, they are within me. I am a soldier without weapons, friends and foes, they're all within me. Friends and foes, they're all within me.
Such a beautiful voice. Thank you, Ms. Walsh, and the wonderful accompanying musicians for that wonderful rendition of The Ideal Beloved and I Am. We have certainly enjoyed the sweetness of the music you have brought to us tonight.
À tes côtés, quand ce monde éphémère n'a plus grand chose à offrir.
Well, what is really touching about this song is I become for one moment master. So I pretty much try to see what she saw, and I'm really touched every time I'm singing it, and I feel blessed to do so as well. A lot of people came to me and told me they didn't understand the word, but they really felt something at least. So I hope the message gets through.
De baigner dans les pétales de roses parfumées, chaleureuses chandelles, tendre mélodie. De lire quelques enseignements d'autrefois pleins de sagesse et de merveille, de plonger dans les rêves plus doux. Que les lotus d'Orient.
Song for the Sun is a Spanish song, very vibrant. I feel honored to be performing a song that just gives back to the sun, something that we take for granted. There is a line in there that says, when you are feeling down, you look up in the sun. If something's wrong in your life, you're just always looking down. No, just put your head right up. When you look up in the sun, doesn't it make you feel better? The light shining on you, this wonderful being taking care of you every day. I love that line, so I'll be definitely tuning in on that.
Por favor, quédate conmigo. Por favor, quédate conmigo. Por favor, quédate conmigo. Para siempre, para siempre.
Eric Wynn from HappyCow.net, and I just want to congratulate you, Master Qinghai, on your new book launch, and I'm sure that many people will benefit from this. Thank you.
We
Congratulations, Master Qinghai,
of the century.
I started to read and I fell on this page, and this is this little pig talking about the sadness of where he's going, the happiness that he is into it now, but that is going to be it. I was really touching. I was almost crying when I read one of this poem. So back in Canada, I will really take the time to read all the poems.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai. This is an honor for me to be here. The way I'm feeling, the energy of everyone, has definitely changed my life. Thank you.
Thank you for your gracious presence today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal. Please join us tomorrow, Tuesday, June 7th, for part 4 of 7 of this grand event. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. May your days be bright and your heart serene.
À t'écouter quand ce monde éphémère n'a plus grand chose à offrir.
Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, in English, Olexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Korean, Mongolian, and Spanish editions, is available at www.smchbooks.com.
Que j'ai vécu sur mon chemin, ou simplement placer ta tête fatiguée sur l'oreiller des nuages pour
communiquer
sur la vue.